Ziggy Marley joins us on Rockstar Interviews here on The Drive in Chicago. Ziggy, Earth Day is the 50th anniversary. You know what? Let's just jump right in. What's going on with that, with you and your world and all that stuff? What can we change? How can we do it? Ziggy, welcome to The Drive in Chicago.
Yeah, man. Good to be with you. Good to be with Chicago. Yeah, Earth Day today, I mean, you know, we take some time to reflect on our relationship with the planet. It's a very important relationship that we all should take a moment to consider how we interact with the planet and what effect we have on the planet by our actions and how we can better serve ourselves by serving the planet also. You know, so it's a good day to reflect on that.
So reflection and thinking of things that we can do to change how the planet is, you know, evolving or devolving, I guess would be a better word. The Bob Marley Legacy Series just dropped a new video on Bob's YouTube channel. And episode 2, Women Rising, just dropped. It features the matriarch of your family, your mother, Rita Marley. Tell us about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll focus on this second episode with the woman because even my mother, she played such a critical role in my father's life and career. Probably unknown by most and unseen by most. But she was the one who really inspired Bob to take a spiritual journey of becoming a Rasta. And that spiritual journey really ignited a creativity and inspiration in Bob that helped him to create music that everybody loves today. So the women behind the scenes and the women who are inspired by Bob played a really important role in creating Bob's whole success. And sometimes we only think about Bob a lot of times, you know, Bob, Bob, Bob. But my mother, she was a very integral part of the whole journey. She was there with him to help strengthen him, to help guide him, you know, to love him through everything that was happening. She got shot in her head during the assassination attempt, and yet still she stood beside him a few days after at that concert, the Smile Jamaica concert in Jamaica, which was trying to bring people together to stop the political violence. So
mm-hmm.
It's a very important thing to realize.
Yes.
That's what we're trying to do with the 75th year, is to expose people to more of Bob's life that they probably didn't know about, or haven't heard about enough. You know?
Exactly. I watched the episode. It's incredible. Let me just ask you about since we're talking about women, in your mini doc, your dad's mini documentary, the song "No Woman, No Cry" seems so sad, but it's not.
It kind of is a balance. It's a balance, really.
Yeah.
I mean, is a positive statement. It's a positive statement to say that, you know. But yet still, it might feel a little melancholy, but it's still positive, you know?
Exactly, exactly. So episode 1, let's backtrack, because there now are 2 episodes of Bob Marley's Legacy on Marley's YouTube channel. Episode 1 is called 75 Years a Legend. And in that, he said, reggae music is news.
Well, what's in the news today? What's not in the news today? And everything is in the news, man. There's so much going on.
Yeah, yeah.
The message is to keep a positive outlook.
It seems to me that people can feel very paralyzed by how enormous the events that are shaping the world right now. Is there an antidote to that?
Well, music is the medicine. You know, I say music like my father, music. This is the inspiration, because humanity has been through a lot. I mean, from we existed here, we've been through great turmoil, and we've, you know, humanity always find a way to come out of it. But the music is really, because a lot of things is psychological now, because the psychological battle we're in now, where everybody's like, you know, hunkered down, and now it's starting to psychologically it start thinking things.
Yeah.
So music is a great help in that struggle of our psyche. Music is the medicine.
Let me ask you this. Is it more important to change minds and hearts, or to mobilize the already like-minded?
It's a balance. You know, there's not one way. It can't. There's not one way. It's every way. It's everything. Everything has to be involved. The like-minded, and to not change, because you can't change somebody. Somebody has to change themselves. But to make others aware of facts, of truth, of reality, then they can change themselves. You know, that is the key to the thing. I can't change. I'm not trying to change you. I'm just trying to give you this knowledge. I give you this wisdom. I give you this information. And you decide to do what you will with it. You know what I'm saying? So that is where we are. You know, we're not trying to change somebody. We're trying to give you the truth, you know, and give you the love. I think love is the most important thing to give. Mm-hmm. If you want someone to change, you have to give them some love, you know?
I want to talk about the new animated video for the song Three Little Birds. That it's quite good.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying, you know, that song is everybody's favorite song in this time.
It's beautiful.
You know, Three Little Birds, that's the go-to song. And the video is just another way of kind of bring it into today, give a new focus on it. You know, all of these things, because Bob's music, in a way, you've heard it before, but in time that it's new, it's fresh. So we want to give people an opportunity to hear the song, see the video, and realize it in today's times and in a new light. And for people who haven't, kids who haven't seen or heard of it, there's another way to experience Bob's music.
Bob Marley, Legacy, any previews of what's in store for Episode 3?
Episode 3 is a work in progress. It's a very creative endeavor to do. So it's like, you know, there's a lot of footage out there, and the editors are working to put stuff together. So once stuff is together, then we'll know where we're at. But right now, I think it's in the creative process, and you don't know what's going to come until put everything together, you know? So
okay.
It's an ongoing creative process.
Well, we'll just have to keep an eye out for it. Ziggy Marley, it has been a pleasure talking to you here on The Drive in Chicago for Rockstar Interviews. All the best and happy Earth Day.
Yeah, man. Happy Earth Day. Take care, Chicago. Love.
Love.